Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Yes, we have, I think, an epidemic of that. And so there's a lot of things that can contribute to that. So the number one cause, I'd say, with our kids is a blood sugar issue. So if our brain doesn't get enough oxygen or sugar, that's going to cause a lack of focus and attention. We actually can get mentally fatigued very quickly. The other things that can cause that are intestinal inflammatory disorders. They call our digestive system the second brain for a reason. When you have a cold or flu, think about how easy it is to focus and do extra work. You just can't do it. And so it is very important to actually keep your digestive system clean. Now, the interesting side of that coin is there are times in our life where we're hyper-focused. And so there's some very interesting studies that have shown from court documents, like police officers, when they're in an adrenaline state and they're in a mode where they're firing bullets. And there's one book in particular where I read about a police officer, and he was able to account for every shot he fired and where it went into the wall and where the bullets went and the ones that were coming at him. He was able to actually discern and in detail describe the events that happened in a matter of seconds, but he was able to see it. He said it was like everything just slowed down. And what they've shown and proven is that when we're in a state of adrenaline with the proper heart rate and in a certain mind, adrenaline will focus us to a certain degree. And if our blood sugar, our insulin, and our cortisol and adrenaline are all balanced, we can become hyper-focused and life slows down.
Interesting.
Same thing with professional athletes when they talk about how the game slows down for them. And for us, when we are on purpose, when we have a healthy lifestyle and we're on purpose, we can experience that as well. We can become hyper-focused. Where people do the unhealthy version is the first time I had a cup of coffee, and it was great. I had this hyper focus. Yeah. Well, eventually I lost that with coffee. And so for about 2 hours, though, I was just kind of focused, like hyper. And I thought, oh, this is why everyone loves it so much. And so I recognized soon, though, that that was very, very fleeting. And so people will get that from caffeine because it will stimulate the adrenals to release adrenaline and we can get hyper focused. But when you are on purpose and you're passionate about what you're doing in life, you can, in a healthy way, release sustainable amounts of this adrenaline because of excitement, but also have the healthy metabolism and chemistry to maintain it. Mm. And that's why people can maintain that focus.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.